Good morning. I'd like to call the January 2000 session of the Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to ask Ms. Tracy West to give the invocation, followed by Colonel Rick Lauderman, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
Father, we seek the guidance of your Holy Spirit in the business that is before us. In planning for the future, give us vision. In matters of business, give us responsibility. In dealing with people, give us love and patience. Help us and all who worship you to carry out your will in advance of your kingdom. In all things we honor your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the January 2007 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. As you can see, we have a very aggressive agenda, for lack of a better way of putting it. We'll be very busy today. I can assure you that everyone that's here is here on a matter of something that's important to them, and you will be afforded an opportunity to speak. With that, members of the Commission, you have the agenda in front of you. Are there any corrections, deletions, or additions to the agenda by the Commission? Any additions to the agenda by, or deletions to the agenda by staff? Corrections as well. Mr. Graham.
Item 2B, City of Norfolk, will be adding, in addition to the three two-year term that we have in the 240-foot by 40-foot floating platforms, we're also asking authorization for two 100-foot by 40-foot platforms, two 300 by 40-foot platforms, and a single 200-foot by 40-foot platform.
Okay. And you'll be reading that in the record under the page two items? Very good. Is Mr. Travel stayed in? Jack, there you are. I'm sorry. I know you had an addition to the agenda.
We have an additional item we'd like to add to the agenda, a request from industry that concerns the season for the relaying of shellfish from condemned areas.
Okay.
The matter's been brought to the Department of Health, and they seem to be comfortable with the recommendation that we'll give you today. If you add that to your agenda, you can put that as your last item.
We will. That'll be item number 24 on the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other additions, deletions, or corrections? Do I have a motion on the approval of the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the agenda as modified.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Have a second.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries. The next item on the agenda are the minutes of the previous meeting. You've had a chance to review the minutes. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the minutes? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the minutes as presented.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Have a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Any further discussion on the minutes of the previous meeting? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. At this time, I'd like to swear in any staff and members of the staff of the Virginia Institute of Marine Science that shall or may be testifying today. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you will give today in the cases before the commission will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Be seated, please. Item number 3, closed meeting for consultation with or briefing by counsel. I'm sorry. Item number 2, permits. Mr. Grab, page 2, those items, projects over $50,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Thank you, Mr. Josephson.
Good morning, Commissioner, members of the Commission.
Morning,
we have seven of the page 2 items, as we refer to them very briefly. 2A, Columbia Gas Transmission Corporation is requesting authorization to replace or repair existing gas line segments that they uncover in various streams and river crossings in the counties of Prince George, Sussex, Southampton, Surrey, and Isle of Wight, and the cities of Suffolk and Chesapeake. 2B, City of Norfolk, is requesting authorization to install 25 temporary and 20 permanent mooring dolphins and gangways, as well as three 240-foot by 40-foot platforms, two 100 by 40-foot platforms, two 300 by 40-foot platforms, and a single 200 by 40-foot floating platform barge. This is all in conjunction with Operation Sail Virginia 2007 and the 400th anniversary of Jamestown. We are recommending, in accordance with some Coast Guard regulations, that mooring dolphins B2, 4, 6, 8, and 10 be marked with a slow flashing amber light. 2C, WF McGann Corporation is requesting authorization to dredge 96,000 cubic yards of new material and 20,000 cubic yards of maintenance material from a 600 by 500 foot area that will provide depths, maximum depths of minus 14 feet at their facility along the western branch of Elizabeth River. We are recommending a pre-dredge conference, post-dredge survey, and a royalty in the amount of $43,200 for the dredging of the new material at 45 cents per cubic yard. In addition, there is a public ground in the western branch immediately offshore. The commission cannot authorize any dredging in that area. What we will have to do is ensure that McGann has staked off the inshore boundary of the public ground and that all dredging ceases prior to encroaching into that. Should it be necessary for them to dredge in public ground to connect that basin, they will be required to seek legislative approval. We really can't authorize that for a private entity. 2D, Naval Facilities Engineering Command, requesting authorization to install a floating barrier exclusion device at the Norfolk Naval Shipyard. We're recommending that that, too, be marked in accordance with Coast Guard requirements. 2E, Western Virginia Regional Jail Authorities, requesting authorization to install aerial crossings of 125 feet for electrical lines and telecommunications cables to service the new jail facility. These will be going under the Roanoke River in the city of Salem. 2F, Jane Wells, and the following one, 2G, are both for private riparian mooring buoys in the off Fishing Bay or along Fishing Bay at the Stowe Point area in Middlesex County. You will note that both of these are in additional public ground that was set aside by the commission, not by the legislature. So the commission can, in fact, authorize these encroachments. We have done this in the past. There's really not a resource, and from a staff perspective, we are recommending approval, but it does require specific commission action for those mooring buoys. With that, I or members of my staff would be happy to try to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Grab. Does anyone have any questions of Mr. Grab, Commission? Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak pro or con in reference to the page two items? If not, the matter is before the commission for action.
I'll make a commission recommendation to accept the 2B items as presented.
Motion made by Mr. McCluskey to accept the page two items as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Graham. Item three now is closed session for consultation with or briefing by counsel. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that this meeting be recessed and that the commission immediately reconvene in closed meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members pertaining to actual or probable litigation or other specific legal matters requiring legal advice by counsel as permitted by subsection A, paragraph 7 of section 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia pertaining to agenda items 5 and 9.
Is there a second to the motion?
A second.
Seconded by Mr. McCluskey. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We'll be in closed session very briefly. We should be back 5 to 10 minutes, so keep your seat. We'll be back as soon as possible. I'd like to reconvene the Marine Resources Commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whereas the Commission has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-3712D of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by this Commission that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore the Commission hereby certifies that, to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under Virginia law, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the closed meeting was convened were heard, discussed, or considered in the closed meeting by the Commission.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. McCluskey. Answer to the roll. Mr. Bowden?
Aye.
Mr. Fox is absent. Mr. Holland?
Aye.
Dr. McConaughey?
Aye.
Mr. McCluskey?
Aye.
Mr. Robbins?
Aye.
Mr. Schick?
Aye.
Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is item 4, Army Corps of Engineers, item number 03-1365. Mr.